Mark, you've got a real big palatial office here at
the
stadium.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's like the size of these two chairs.
Yeah. And you've got a sweet view of lower Manhattan and Central Park, right?
No, but I think you do. Let's get another look, another angle of the Dear Drew headquarters during this week's episode of Dear Drew.
People come up to me all the time and say, Dear Drew, you have a 4,000 square foot office. How come you only show off 36 square feet of it? Well, here's the rest. Television and VCR. Luxurious heating system with shoulder pads. Got old On the Nose with Sean Cody cue cards. The big dumb oaf couldn't remember a sentence to save his life. This one was from the hazing episode. You might remember it.
And when it comes to speaking out against rookie hazing, the Houston Texans grab the bull by the horns. We don't play that game.
First question comes from Dan the Danimal Griffin. Dear Drew, I came up with a monster goal line package for the Texans. Miller at QB, Osweiler at wide receiver, JJ at tight end, and Hopkins isolated at the other wide receiver. What do you think? I like the ingenuity, but let's stick with like the regular offense for the time being, and let's let them gel together. But I like the idea. I like the creativity. Alex Hernandez, Dear Drew, does Steven Anderson have a legitimate shot at making the 53-man roster? Yes, he has a shot, for sure. He's an undrafted tight end out of Cal. He's been catching everything that's been thrown his way. He's been getting open time and time again. Yes, he has a shot, but it's going to be a tough one. Eugenio Manuel Pimentel L. Dear Drew, why don't you choose my questions anymore? Dude, he's like, I've answered like 9 of your questions. What's going on, man? Rolando Rodriguez, Dear Drew, how has Braxton Miller progressed through Texans OTAs? He's been doing pretty well. All the rookies have looked pretty good in comparison to rookies from years past. They've come in a little bit better shape, but there's always a learning curve. They could always do a little bit better, and Braxton Miller is no different, but he's done a good job so far, and I'm really intrigued by his future. He's a guy that you definitely want to watch over the next few years. And Rolando, that was such a good question. Sorry, I'm out of sorts here. You win the Texas Lottery Scratch-Off, so send in the email and scratch away, my friend. You'll be a winner. Cedric Filson, Dear Drew, will Tom Savage be the starting quarterback for the Texans week one? Cedric, no, I don't think so. Unless something wild were to happen injury-wise to Brock Osweiler, number 17 is your guy under center. He's going to start at quarterback, and that's who you're going to see. Now, Tom Savage has been improved over the last year, and he's looking good, but Osweiler is getting the starter's reps. That's going to be the starter for the Texans. It's been a fun time. Next week, we're going back to the old setup on Dear Drew. Okay. More Dear Drew on HoustonTexans.com. Send in those questions anytime via Twitter, Facebook, text, smoke signal, carrier pigeon. We'll take it all.
Yeah.
We
Raven.
love. Yeah, Ravens are good. Yeah. Not Baltimore Ravens, but the Ravens that kind of hang around. Also, Texans Radio is 5 nights a week, 6 to 7 on Sports Radio 610, 24 hours a day on the Houston Texans mobile app, HoustonTexans.com. Check it out.
Exclusive interviews, other content, check it all out there. Drew, thank you. And thank you for watching. Next week, more on Texans Home.